Acclaimed trumpeter, composer, and poet Hannibal Lokombe returns to the Contemporary Arts Center this weekend with two performances. And the CAC also celebrates his prior residencies with a new exhibit. And their voices cry freedom again. A journey through Lokombe's works inspired by the New Orleans community. He dropped by our studios to talk about his latest projects.
Hey.
It's good to see you back in New Orleans. And back at the Contemporary Arts Center, where you started with not one but two residencies.
Yeah, back home.
What are your thoughts being back?
You know, after I do a concert here, I'd ride my bike. I loved riding my bike. It's the next best thing to walking in New Orleans. And so when I'd ride my bike after a concert, it never failed. Someone would say, hey, Hannibal, come on, how you doing? I'd go to their house. We'd eat crawfish. I didn't know them from Adam. Sit down at a table, have food, chicken, the kids. It was as though we knew each other. And I guess, in essence, we did. But that's how I was treated here. I was treated like I never met a stranger.
The city loves you.
Oh, man.
Now, the CAC is honoring your work as a musician, composer, poet with a retrospective exhibit, and their voices cry freedom again. First of all, this is a retrospective exhibit about what you've done since 1999, I believe, your first residency at the CAC. What are we going to see in this exhibit?
See long scrolls of manuscript papers that I always write on when I compose, letters from John Scott, sculptures from Martin Payton, poetry books, images of Mrs. Rosa Parks, who I wrote a piece for when I was here. I must have written five major works for orchestra during my residency here, probably 10 or 12 pieces for a choir. I wrote a string quartet. It was unbelievable, the impact that this city has on my psyche. And when I was writing the piece for the Detroit Symphony called Dear Mrs. Parks, when I left, the mayor gave me a proclamation to give to Mrs. Parks. Someone took a photograph of me giving it to her when I went to visit her in her apartment. She made dinner for me. And so there's this picture. We're standing by the Freedom Medal, and I'm giving her this proclamation from Mayor C. Ray Nagin on behalf of the people of New Orleans. When I said New Orleans, she smiled. It's so much, and it's growing. It's still growing.
At this point, you're turning your sights to America's prisons.
Yes, for the past 3 years I've been doing that. Every part of my contract in every city I go to requires that I go to the prisons, that I go to the jails. I always tell the brothers in the prison, you are the key to the health of the community and to the health of this nation, because you know what it's like to suffer. You just have to redirect your power. You have to reroute that. It's nothing powerful and admirable about being a gangster. Dr. King wasn't a gangster. Medgar Evers wasn't a gangster. Tootie Montana wasn't a gangster. You have the ability to change the mental concept and perception of the people in our communities across the nation.
You continue to use your art, your music, to heal and uplift communities. What will you perform on Friday and Saturday?
On March 1st and 2nd at the Contemporary Arts Center, I'm doing 14 works that I composed during my residency here. Friday, we're going to do 7 of the works, and Saturday, we're going to do the other 7. And with us, we have singing the great Philip Manuel, Valerie Francis, and the Music Liberation Orchestra. That's the name of the organization I founded that I work in the prisons with. Anthony Wanzi on piano, David Paupus on bass, myself on trumpet. We also have a choir from Dillard University and Nichols State University Choir. The music certainly is spiritually based, and jazz and blues. For certain, they'll hear the best I have to give, that's for sure.
You're giving back the love the city has given to you over the years.
Hallelujah, amen. Pass the plate.
All right, Hannibal, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Hannibal Lokombe performs in concert at the CAC 900 Camp Street, Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. The CAC will host two special exhibition preview receptions on each night, beginning at 5:30. Inside the Arts for 89.9 WWNO, I'm Diane Mack.